Jonathan, are you okay? Are you feeling sick or nervous about today's show?
我很紧张吗？有一点点。But if I tell you why my hands are like this, 不可以笑哦。
Okay, I promise.
我只找得到我的国中领带。Hey,
it's so short.
You said you wouldn't laugh.
Did you grow too quickly or something?
No, I told you this is my junior high school tie.
Oh.
But enough about me. We're talking about Mark today.
Right, and he's probably dressed very well, wearing a tie, because today is his big day.
的确 ,Mark 呢今天是他的广播比赛的大日子。他一定是穿得很正式 ,very much like us today. But I'm sure his tie is longer.
Uh-huh. He wants to make a good impression, so let's have a look at the lesson and find out.
Hello, you're on the air.
Conversation A.
Thank you very much.
Have we met before?
I don't think so.
Are you here for today's contest?
Yeah, but I don't think I have a very good chance of winning.
I think you will do great. You have a perfect radio voice. And remember, it should be fun.
A perfect radio voice.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Now Clayton,I think it's a little strange over here. 这里怪怪的。Mark and Jack, they have never seen each other in person. But Jack says, have we met before? 哎，我们好像有见过，是不是啊？ That's weird.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you remember in day two, someone called Terrible in Taipei phoned into Jack's show. Well, that was Mark. And so, Mark's voice...sounds familiar to Jack Hope.
诶，这里刚刚 Clayton 有提到 sound familiar. Sound familiar 就是听起来很熟悉，似曾相识。为什么会这样呢？因为 Mark 之前不是有打电话有 call in 去给 Jack 过吗？而且他还用什么匿名 terrible in Taipei， 所以 Jack 觉得他声音很耳熟。而这里我们看到 meet 就是相见相识的意思，它的三态是 meet, met.
Right, so when you meet somebody, that means you see them, usually for the first time. So when you meet them, you'll say hello, you'll tell them your name, and you will find out what their name is.
So now, over here, what we see is that they finally see each other, Mark and Jack. But Mark, he still doesn't feel very good about this competition. 他还是很没有信心。
Right, he says that he doesn't have a good chance of winning. So, if you have a good chance of winning, that means you will probably win. You have a good chance or a good opportunity. But if you don't have a good chance, that means, I don't know if you can do it, it might be too hard.
Mark 在这里真的是一点信心都没有。他说，诶，我觉得我赢的几率实在是不高。这个英文怎么讲呢？我们看到的是 a good chance of V-I-N-G. A good chance of V-I-N-G. 就是什么事情发生的几率是非常高的。
So, Jonathan and I, we have no chance of failing. Right, Jonathan? Because we're so good.
Oh, I like this sentence. Jonathan and I, or Clayton and I,have no chance of failing. 我们没有任何失败的机会 because we are a good team.
Right. Now, as far as Mark, well, he might have a chance of failing, but Jack Hope thinks he will do well. Now, when you do well at something, that means you just do well at it. You're good at it. You can do it.
所以 Clayton 这里提到的 do well,Do well 跟文章里出现的这个 phrase of the day, do great 是一样的，都是做得很好。所以 Jack 这里呢跟 Mark 说了一句话， Mark 听了好高兴，他对他说 I think you will do great, 我觉得你会做得很好。而且啊 you have a perfect radio voice.
Yeah, if something is perfect, That means there is nothing wrong with it. It is so good that you can't even find one bad thing about it. So if he has a perfect radio voice, that means his voice is just great for talking on the radio.
所以 Jack 在这里对 Mark 说这句话， Mark 听了一定是信心大增。 Perfect radio voice， 我们这里看到 perfect， 它是个形容词，完美的。所以这个大主持人跟 Mark 说，我觉得你有很完美的这个广播的声音。
Well, for an example for perfect, we can say you have a perfect camera face.
Me? 我 Oh, thank you. 我有完美的这个上镜头的脸。Well, thank you.
Well, what about the perfect radio voice? What do you think makes a voice perfect for radio?
什么才是完美的广播声呢？ Well, people can't see you if you're on the radio. So I think two things are really important.You have to speak clearly, 要有清晰的声音 and maybe a deep voice so people can remember you.
Yeah, both those things are good for radio. But there's one more thing that Jack Hope tells Mark, one more piece of advice. He says, and remember, it should be fun. Doing radio should be fun because if you're having a good time, then the people who are listening will too.
所以在这里啊，最重要就是输赢不重要，过程才是重要的。It should be a lot of fun. Let's take a break.
Hello, you're on the air.
Reading B. Finally, the on-air light came on. It was Mark's turn.
Hello, this is Mark, and you're listening to Music Fans.
This time, Mark said all the words in the right order. As Mark finished, he saw Jack smiling at him. Mark was having a really good time.And he knew he was going to become just like his hero.
Jonathan, what are you doing? Your tie isn't going to get any longer. We're on the air now. We're recording the show.
On the air? No, we're on the ground. I'm trying to fix my tie. Okay?
No, I mean we're on the air. We're doing the show now. Come on.It's our turn, you know? And in the reading, it's Mark's turn. It's his big day, remember? So it's his time to go on the radio. The person before him is done, and now it's his time to do his show.
Yes, you're right. Okay, now, we are beginning our show. 文章呢，一开始他说 finally, the on-air light came on. 这个灯 on-air, 广播中这个灯终于亮了。And it's Mark's turn, 该他了。我们这里看到的是 somebody's turn。文章中这个 somebody's turn 就是轮到某人了。可是呢，通常会用在 somebody's turn to do something。Somebody's turn to do something， 轮到某人在干嘛 ？So it's Clayton's turn to talk now。
So Mark comes on the air and he says, "Hello, this is Mark. You're listening to Music Fans."So he said all the words in the right order. And when you do something in the right order, that means you do the first thing first, you do the second thing second, and everything is in the right order.
真是给 Mark 拍手拍手 ,good job for you.、Mm-hmm. 之前他在做那个 demo 带的时候不是弄的什么 Lily Coco 的乱念吗这里他终于 got everything in the right order. 我们来看一下这个片语啊 ,in order.In order 呢，就是井然有序的。而文章里头出现的 in the right order， in the right order 呢，则是正确的顺序。So he didn't say this is fans. He now says this is Mark.
Right. Just like for review time, sometimes we give you words and the letters aren't in the right order. They're mixed up. So you need to put the letters in the right order.
So now, after Mark is finished, Jack is really happy to see his work.
Yeah, he says as Mark is finished, that means when Mark is done, he's finished his show, he sees Jack Hope smiling at him.
哇，真是不得了耶，大偶像在看着他笑，这个时候 Mark 看了一定是很欣慰哦。我们这里看到 as Mark finished， 那 finish 这个动词就是完成的意思，它又等于 complete。所以呢 ，Mark 他做完他的这个 demo 以后呢，哎，他的大偶像对他笑。而 speaking of finish， I think you have a lot of Chinese homework to finish.
I do. So let's keep on moving with the show, and later I'll get to it. Now Mark realizes that he's having a good time. If you're having a good time, that just means you're happy, you're enjoying yourself.
Now, 我们这里看到 having a good time, right? 这里说 Mark was having a really good time. Having a good time 就等于说欢度时光的意思，它又等于 enjoy oneself.
So, if tomorrow there's a big party, I could say, tomorrow I am going to have a good time at the party.
What? And you didn't invite me?
Well, only people with short ties can go.
Well, then I'm sure you will enjoy yourself. Now, Mark is enjoying himself on the show, and he's happy because he knows that he will become like his hero. Now, your hero is the person that you look up to. It's the person that you want to be like. We can also call your hero your idol.
So, Clayton, 这里刚刚提到了 look up to. Look up to 就是崇拜的意思，又提到 idol.Idol 就是偶像，所以什么样的人可以让你崇拜呢？当然就是你的大偶像 ，hero， 他有英雄的意思。所以这里呢 ，Mark he knew， 他知道他即将成为一个知名的 DJ， just like his hero， 就跟他的偶像一样。
Wow， Jonathan， you explain things so well that you're my hero。
No， actually， did you ever know that you're my hero？
That's beautiful, Jonathan, but we've got to go to Word Power now.
Word Power!
Well, this is Word Power, and it's our chance to explain some of the words we learned today. And the first one is chance. Chance.
好，第一个单词就是 chance. 它是个名词，有机会、可能性的意思。
I don't think there's any chance of getting tickets...for the movie.
唉，真是惨啊！我不认为还有机会可以买到这场电影的票。Must be some very popular movie.
It must be. Perfect. Perfect.
Perfect 呢，是个形容词，有理想的、完美的。
The weather is perfect for a picnic today.
今天的天气，哦，真的是很适合野餐。
Finish. Finish.
Finish 呢，则是个动词，有结束、完成的意思。
Alex jogs every day. After he finishes, he likes to take a shower.
所以 Alex 呢，每天都慢跑。嘿，跑完以后呢，他喜欢冲个澡。
Hero, hero,
hero 是个名词，有大英雄、大偶像的意思。
I like to play basketball. Yao Ming is my hero.
嘿，我喜欢打篮球，姚明是我的大偶像。
Okay, everybody, that's it for Word Power. Stay with us, there's more.
Keep in mind...
You know, I had so much fun last weekend.
Really? What did you do?
Well, I went to the zoo and I saw something really funny.
Your weekend was fun because you saw something funny?
Yeah, at the zoo, I saw an elephant riding a bicycle.
Okay, that's funny. 大象骑脚踏车。Are you sure?
Yeah, and the elephant looked like he was having a lot of fun, too.
Okay, 今天我们要看到的是两个形容词 fun 和 funny. Fun 它的意思是有趣的、 有意思的，而 funny 则是好笑的、啊、滑稽的意思。
Right, and isn't A Plus a fun show?
I totally agree.
So, Jonathan, who's your hero?
とても大好き、ドラえもん、小叮当。
Aren't you too old for cartoon heroes?
I'm wearing a child's tie.
Okay, everybody, have another look at today's lesson.
Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you very much.
Have we met before?
I don't think so.
Are you here for today's contest?
Yeah, but I don't think I have a very good chance of winning.
I think you will do great. You have a perfect radio voice. And remember, it should be fun.
Perfect radio voice.
Finally, the on-air light came on. It was Mark's turn.
Hello, this is Mark, and you're listening to Music Fans.
This time, Mark said all the words in the right order. As Mark finished, he saw Jack smiling at him. Mark was having a really good time, and he knew he was going to become just like his hero.
Review time!
For today's review time, you've got to unscramble the words, which means you need to put the letters of the words in the right order.
That's right. 今天的这个 review time 游戏叫做 unscramble. 那 scramble 本身有搅拌的意思。好，这些字都被搅在一起了，我们要 unscramble 再把它们解开。
Okay, the first word is something very strange. It's to perfreak.
Freak 不是疯子的意思吗？ To perfreak. 里头是没有疯子啦，里头有it should be something. How about perfect?
Perfect is the perfect answer. The next word is ore. Ore.
Ore. 应该很简单吧，就四个字母而已。Ore. Hero.
Exactly. That's an easy one. The next one is nisfi. Nisfi.
Nisfi. Nisfi. 没有什么意思的感觉。How about finish, 完成?
You got it. And the last one is sihunk. Sihunk.
Sihunk. Is that some kind of secret language? 是什么秘密语言吗?
It sounds like a sea creature of some kind.
听起来好像什么海洋生物。But it should be chance, 机会。
Well, good job, Jonathan. I think you got all of them. Okay, everybody, stay with us. We have more.
Living phrases.
Hey, Karen. You look beautiful. Where are you going?
I'm going to play piano in a show tonight. I'm very nervous.
Don't worry. You'll do great.
But I'm scared I'll forget something.
You won't. I'm sure you've practiced a lot.
You can never practice enough. I know I'll forget something.
No way. You'll do great.
But what if I make a big mistake?
Don't worry about it. You'll do great.
Thanks, Jim. Oh, I have to go or I'll be late.
Just for fun!
Okay, today's riddle. Now this one is a little bit tricky, like they all are. Angie, what's today's riddle?
What goes up and never comes down?
Well, you know, I remember a saying that says, what goes up
must come down. Have you ever heard that before?
Yes, I have, but I think that one is talking about gravity.
Oh, yeah, but everything is affected by gravity. That's the energy, and it will make things fall down. So I think everything that goes up must come down.
Not really, Clayton. Let's think about the answer to this one.
Oh, I have an idea. Balloons. You know those kind of balloons that you can have for your birthday? And inside is a special gas. It's lighter than air. So the balloon will float in the air. And if you let go of it, it will fly up, 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 up in the sky.
Yeah, that could be the answer. Or what about a spaceship? It goes up into the air far, far, far into the universe, and maybe it never comes back down?
I'm not sure. Maybe it just comes down on another planet, but we can't see it. Oh, and I remembered something about the balloon. Later, when all the gas is gone from the inside of the balloon, it will come down too. So what is something that goes up but doesn't go down? We need to think about this some more.
This one's a hard one.
Well, maybe it's up in a different way. Like, we count up, like when we say 1, 2, 3, 4, we're counting up. And then the opposite is counting down, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You can count up and down unless it's something like your age.
Yeah, you can count your age up. Your age goes up. Everybody, your age is how old you are. So if I'm 27 years old, that's my age. And I can get older, my age can go up, but I can't get younger. So my age can't go down. Angie, I think you got it. It must be age.